Hello and welcome to The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're looking to the currency markets and asking whether choppy waters for Forex really matter. Take the pound, it's been in and out of the headlines post-Brexit vote. It was certainly front and centre earlier this month as a flash crash in early Asian trading sparked fears of unpredictable volatility. But look a little deeper though, and FX swings for the group of 10 nations are actually below the long-term average. So, are rollercoaster moves in currency markets a perception or a reality? And aside from uncertainty at the airport Bureau de Change, do big swings in currencies really matter in today's global markets? Plus, how can investors take advantage of currency volatility, whether it's low or high? Given recent market moves, particularly if we look through the prism of the pound, there's definitely a perception of something of a roller coaster. But is this the reality? James Purcell is cross-asset strategist at UBS Wealth Management CIO.
I would say that's a perception. When you look at the implied volatility of major FX crosses, it's the lowest it's been all year, quite clearly. The perception that you hear in the media doesn't always match up with the reality of the markets.
Carolina Mora Alves, head of fixed income strategy in the UBS CIO, makes the point that in this context, you do need to consider the global markets as against the experience of, say, a pound investor specifically.
Well, it's very much currency dependent, but certainly if you are a pound investor, you have felt it and it has been very unpleasant. However, if we look at the global currency market as it currently stands, actually in our assessment, volatility is not high by any means. On the contrary, I think we are going through a period of relatively low volatility where currencies seem to be pretty range-bound in general. And so I tend to think it's more a question of perception than reality.
Especially for the UK, then, is the rollercoaster currency markets ride real or more a perception, maybe driven or exacerbated at least by the media? Thomas Fleury is responsible for currency strategy for UBS Wealth Management CIO Worldwide.
I guess for UK citizens, it is a reality. You feel the effect of a pound becoming suddenly extremely weak. And this has its consequences in the obviously in the political development. We all hope that this will calm down. When I look at other currency pairs, then over the last couple of months, we didn't really see too many currency swings. So it's only in places like the UK where some very particular domestic issues have accelerated the currency moves.
We also asked Tanvir Sandhu, who works as a strategist at Bloomberg Cross Asset Derivatives, about this perception versus reality notion when it comes to Forex, particularly with regard to the recent sterling experience.
Well, historically, periods of substantial currency weakness has been associated with the rise in economic and political uncertainty. So the situation we face now is the size of the unknown that faces the UK economy is much, much larger than the size of the known. And consequently, we're unlikely to see any sustained normalization in the Brexit risk premium that's embedded in sterling at the moment. And Brexit it's not just a short-term blip. This is, you know, a much longer-term situation where the uncertainty is so high, and that's why we've seen the currency move as it does. I mean, we've seen sterling on a trade-weighted index down over 15%. Sterling versus the dollar is nearly down 20% and 18% versus the euro. And these moves really accelerated following Prime Minister's May commitment to trigger Article 50 early next year, which really gives us an insight into the volatile and uncertain economic environment that the UK faces over the next few years.
Tanvir Sandhu. Next, we pick up on this idea of uncertainty, which several of our panellists have already mentioned. Aside from this uncertainty, for example, that felt by consumers at the airport Bureau de Change, do big swings in currencies still really matter in today's global markets? Here's James Purcell again.
It really matters for those who are owning businesses. When we talk to our Industry Leaders Network, which is a group of business owners from around the world, currency moves are pretty much the most important topic they wish to talk to us about, and it's what gets them most worried.
We asked Carolina Mora Alves the same question about whether currency swings matter.
No, I, I would say they are to be expected. Currencies as an asset class are very volatile, which is actually one of the reasons why we, when we construct our portfolios, we tend to recommend that all currency exposure is hedged back into the reference currency of the portfolio, because they are definitely volatile. But when it comes to drawing any conclusions from the volatility in currencies to the health of financial markets, I think, or even the health of the global economy, I think then the thesis does not necessarily hold. And there will be specific cases, and the pound is a good example that was triggered by a very specific event, and that's well understood. But in general, I don't think we can necessarily read very much from any changes in currency values into the health of the global economy, for example.
Tanveer Sandhu, too, considers whether big currency swings matter, again with a particular nod to the UK impact of a tumbling pound.
The sterling fall probably will push inflation close to and perhaps beyond 3% by the end of next year. And with wage growth around approximately 2%, that implies another squeeze on consumers who are ill-prepared given their low saving rates. So inflation will basically squeeze real incomes next year, and uncertainty should increasingly weigh on investment. I think, you know, inflation is the other thing with inflation is also underpinned in the market by potential risks around import tariffs and Brexit-induced supply-side weakness. So we really need to see a rally in sterling and a collapse in oil prices to see market-based inflation expectations to adjust significantly lower.
Thomas Fleury recently co-authored a piece on currency volatility, so it made sense to ask him too about the market impact. We asked Tom to explain the starting point for that document first of all.
So when we look at currency volatilities, on the one side we look for our clients if there is something to fear. Do currency markets move a lot? On the other side, we also see many clients who use the currency volatility as an opportunity to invest. It's like someone giving insurance on the car insurance market. You can also give insurance on the currency market. And if currencies are more volatile, then giving insurance is sometimes much more interesting than in quiet times.
Thomas Fleury there. Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll ask our experts to explain how investors are best positioned to take advantage of volatility in currency markets, whether high or low. So exactly how should investors take advantage of currency volatility, whether low or high? Thomas Fleury takes up the story.
In the end, they can have to pick the right instrument, and then they can take advantage in a area where low volatility is promised to persist. Then they take another contract than in an area where volatility is likely to be elevated and maybe even comes down. In the second part, you are the insurance giver, so you provide insurance to the market with certain option contracts, which are standardized in our offering. In the other end, you're rather buying the insurance against potential changes of market.
And an idea next from Carolina Mora Alves on how investors should best position themselves to take advantage of Forex volatility.
There are always investment opportunities in every asset class. And when it comes to currencies and to volatility in particular, as you mentioned, I think the goal is to make a determination of whether the volatility is perceived to be low, in which case you should buy volatility, or volatility is perceived to be high, in which case you should sell. And investors can do so through a variety of derivatives, but typically calls or puts work on currency markets. So that is one very obvious way of trying to take advantage of a particular volatility regime. And then there is, of course, your own views as an investor of whether a particular currency might appreciate or depreciate versus another one. And for example, in CIO, in the UBS Wealth Management currently, we have actually an overweight on a basket of EM currencies versus a basket of DM currencies, so emerging market versus developed market. We see an opportunity there.
From a UK perspective in particular, explains Tanveer Sandhu, there's much to gain from owning volatility in the current climate.
I think in this situation where there's so many unknowns, volatility is a valuable asset to own. I mean, earlier this month, we saw sterling experiencing the second largest daily decline ever over the course of a few minutes. The speed and the magnitude of the decline emphasizes the dangers of the worsening liquidity in the market. And, you know, FX market is supposed to be the most liquid market in the world. But, you know, we're seeing signs of worsening liquidity here. The sterling flash crash will remain of great concern, which will persist amid the uncertainty faced by the UK economy. So policy uncertainty is essentially likely to rise, and this spells trouble for the currency, with the UK having a large current account deficit. If the UK exits the EU with a poor or no trade deal, estimates suggest it could cost perhaps 5% or more over a 10 to 15 year period. So owning volatility is a great asset here.
In terms of investors taking advantage of currency volatility, whether low or high, are there obvious things to bear in mind, according to James Purcell?
So from the clients that I speak to, who are predominantly ultra-high net worth individuals, their bias is definitely to sell currency volatility and therefore earn a yield for doing so. What our job as CIO is to ensure that in that conversation, we are making them aware of the risks of selling volatility, and when volatility is low, actually convincing them to buy volatility.
Finally on the programme, some further analysis, closing thoughts and views to the future from our panel. First, we asked James again to tell us a little more about using options, how the world's most sophisticated investors can make money in currencies using these techniques, especially amongst the ultra-high net worth client segment.
The most common thing that investors at UBS do is they sell option volatility for yield. If currency markets stay relatively benign, they therefore make profits. If currency markets endure large swings of volatility, the clients tend to make losses. What's really important with the ultra-high net worth clients that we speak to is ensuring that after a volatile event, when the market is therefore pricing greater volatility in the future, that we can ensure they re-engage and fight against the behavioural bias to stop investing.
Next we ask, should long-term investors hedge FX risk when choosing investment assets? Well, without a doubt, says Carolina Mora-Alves.
Absolutely. That is our conviction, and that is very much our recommendation. With the exception of emerging market currencies versus developed market currencies, where there we think that there is a good argument for leaving that exposure unhedged due to the actual hedging costs associated typically with hedging such currencies, and also to the correlation of FX movements with the performance of the underlying assets. But outside EM, yes, we should hedge the currency exposure.
And given our overall focus on sterling and the UK, is there any good news on that front that Tanvir Sandhu, for instance, can think of?
We saw earlier this week some good news regarding the GDP data, which came in at 0.5% quarter-on-quarter for the third quarter. And UK macro backdrops is not as downbeat as the recent slide in confidence indicators suggest. So the issue with this is that consensus-beating figures tell us little about where growth is headed, and the GDP release does not report business investment, making it hard to see how much uncertainty has so far weighed on growth. So, you know, the market is basically expecting data to deteriorate much further from here, and since the referendum, we've seen UK nominal yields and sterling having being much more sensitive to data surprises, suggesting that a slowdown in economic activity could see a more sizable response reflected in the currency going forward.
James Purcell raised another interesting additional point on one of the flagship trades that we see in this space.
The clients that I speak to are very interested in obtaining carry from currencies, so going long those currencies with a high yield. We've seen this a lot this year. The interest in earning emerging market carry is higher than it's been for some time.
Finally, and looking ahead into next year or even further into 2018 perhaps, what happens? Well, expect volatility to spike, says Thomas Fleury.
When we talk next year, 2017 or maybe 2018, when central banks start to hike rates in the US, or when the US is hiking more and Europe eventually giving up its bond purchases, So when they all become a little bit more restrictive, maybe even the Bank of England now, then you would typically see currency volatility spiking higher globally, just because all this money printing, which we have seen over the last couple of years by different central banks, has calmed down the waves of currency markets. If you now stop this ultra-easy policy, then the waves can build up again.
And that's Thomas Fleury bringing us to the end of this 108th edition of The Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance each week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via iTunes, SoundCloud or your preferred platform. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.